A Japanese billionaire who bought up entire U.S. housing tracts in the 1980s and 90s has touched off a mini housing crisis in California and Hawaii. In the last few weeks, whole neighborhoods have been served with eviction notices. Politicians, realtors, and attorneys are scrambling to help find the tenants' new homes. From member station KQED, Ingrid Becker reports.
In the Northern California town of Santa Rosa, 149 families woke up last week to some shocking news. The Japanese investor who built their tidy subdivision of modestly priced rental homes more than a decade ago wants to sell immediately. Longtime renter Crystal Brown says she was devastated and has no idea how her family can comply with a landlord's order to clear out in a month.
Even if we were to find some little rat hole in a gang-ridden part of town, and actually choose to move there, it would take us longer than 30 days to file the paperwork, get accepted, and actually move.
Brown and her family aren't alone. Real estate tycoon Jensiro Kawamoto is selling a total of 642 homes and condos in Santa Rosa and in Sacramento. He's also unloading 80 rental units in Honolulu. He says he needs the money now for other investments. Santa Rosa Mayor Mike Martini is trying to broker a deal to get the tenants more time.
If he's willing to sit down and discuss this with me or with this community, we may be able to find many solutions to whatever his needs are at this time and allow these residents to get on with their lives.
So far, Kawamoto isn't revealing much about his plans, and his attorneys have been unavailable for comment. In Sacramento, the prospect of 420 homes coming on the market at once is setting off a bidding war among realty companies. Coldwell Banker is one of several large brokers that would like to get in on the sales. Coldwell's Jeff Culbertson says the homes could sell for under $250,000, a price range with a large pent-up demand.
So if you're a real estate agent and you're working with primarily a first-time buyer, that's really exciting news to you because of obviously supply and demand, now you have a much larger supply.
Meanwhile, State Senator Deborah Ortiz of Sacramento is scrambling to legislate a solution. She introduced a bill this week to get the tenants an extension on the evictions. She says it could cause a lot of hardship to throw so many families into a housing limbo.
We see a significant challenge for employers or employees to keep their jobs if they can't find housing. But we also see potentially a problem with neighborhoods teetering on blight when you have blocks of vacant homes.
But even Ortiz admits that the bill faces huge odds of passing, and she says the solution to the crisis will likely have to come from the community. Some tenants may have an opportunity to actually buy the homes, but for others like Ken Land in Santa Rosa, the sudden eviction notice has soured him.
You just don't treat people that way. And maybe legally it can be so, but you can do a lot of things legally that probably aren't really the right thing.
So for now, the tenants are meeting with rental agencies and realtors and lawyers to review their options. Public interest lawyers are researching whether to file a class action suit. If nothing changes, tenants in Santa Rosa and Sacramento may have to start moving out by early next month. For NPR News, I'm Ingrid Becker in Santa Rosa, California.